Hello? Hello?
Hi, hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on air.
Hi, I have a request. And I was wondering if you could put on the sound of a burning microphone. I've always wanted to hear the sound of a flaming microphone.
And when it gets dark, I walk back up the hill. Back up the hill, do I? I know everyone and I call them by name when I say hello and goodbye. I shake hands with my neighbor. I wave
hello
to my friend.
Hello.
I go see the preacher just to make my home ends. And when it gets dark, I walk back up the hill. Back up the hill, do I?
Yeah, that's the thing.
For I have done what I wanted to do. I have said hello and goodbye.
By accident, they're like, I'm Mark.
Many a year have I. Today is my favorite day of the week, just to say hello and goodbye. I go kiss my wife, I tell my kids to behave, then I walk with them all to put flowers on my grave.
Plus he could be a grouchy old man.
Oh, and when it gets dark, I walk back up the hill. Back up the hill, do I?
I was at one point in my life.
For I have done what I've wanted to do. I have said hello and goodbye.
Hello. Who is this?
Has a bad ear, and the other, the guy who's.
Incredible voice.
Right.
Hello, Walt.
Who is it? You want to talk? For you
today.
What?
Don't
you want to talk?
But that
was what's the problem?
She up and walked away. And
I talk funny too.
No, no, there's no reader here.
Why are you calling me all day?
Who are you trying to...
You've been calling me all day. Oh.
Okay.
Why? Are you bored? Me too. I love it. I wish you'd talk to me. Hello. Hello.
Aren't you lonely?
Hello? Yes.
Since our darling disappeared,
I'm saying hello.
Well, look here, is that a teardrop?
Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Arlene, you want to talk?
Don't you
this is Arlene.
To tell me
you want to talk?
It's rain.
What's the problem?
I'm not going to talk to anybody right now. I'm getting ready to go to church.
I talk funny too.
The way she planned. Yes, we'll.
Why are you calling me all day? I'm not calling you. I haven't called you at all. You've been calling me all day. Oh, I have not.
Hello, Sam.
Why? Are you bored? Me too. I love it. I wish you'd talk to me.
You know
I better hang up now. I've got to get ready for church. Hello?
So won't you bear with me?
Hello? Hello?
We must all stick together.
Yes, who is this?
Lose my mind.
I'm saying hello.
I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Hi.
Hello, Bob.
Pardon?
Hello, California.
Who is this? Who is?
Hello, Bob.
Hello,
Hello?
This?
Oops.
Exterminate.
What's that voice saying on the radio?
Hi, I have a request.
Regular guy.
Goodbye.
I'm buying my husband a tape recorder.
To Irving Janis.
Oh.
In a discussion with Dr.
Not,
David Canals,
did I not think
Dr.
Right
Janis
for the group?
Will explain
I'm
what
sorry.
Group think is, its
Dr.
relation
Scream.
To group dynamics as a whole, and its particular relevance to the Barotella.
Whenever I just hear the word Janis, I...
Conclusion.
Stop now.
Batman.
Pac-Man, you have recovered all of the stolen
Stop
root
thinking.
And have chased away
Stop
those
thinking.
A sneaky ghost.
Stop thinking. Stop thinking.
How can
Stop
we ever
thinking.
Thank you?
Stop thinking.
Yeah.
Strap yourself in, folks. It's going to be a wild ride. And that sucks. Sucks.
The next piece, which on the tongue, style.
Ha ha ha!
Please do not hang up. Listen to my brief message and find out how you can help. This information will describe how the ACLU and gays are getting gay marriage in every state. Thank you for loading this. This is Z Musselman with the Faith, Family, and Freedom Campaign. And who am I speaking to?
This is Eugene Merman.
Okay. Eugene, did you press 1 to oppose same-sex marriages?
Oh, I pressed it. Yes.
Okay, that's great to hear. And are you against same-sex marriages?
Well, I want to destroy it, yes.
Okay, that's great to hear. And Eugene...
Like the fist of God, we will smash them.
Exactly.
The following was recorded during
Eugene,
the nationwide telephone.
In order to send out to you the petition packet and the survey, can I get your address, please?
Yes.
Your address?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh.
Okay. Mr. Merman, also, our organization is dedicated to people such as yourself who want to stop same-sex marriages and to quit doing business with companies who promote and profit from the homosexual lifestyle.
Some companies profit from homosexuality?
That's correct.
Selling sex favors?
No, with what, such as AT&T, what they do?
AT&T sells sex favors?
I said yes, because I guess. And that was, are these people the ones that do reloading?
Good. Come on, what you got? What you got?
Can we call Dial?
Just kidding.
Like, hi?
You've never been there. But I have some opinions.
Other than a news gadget.
Referring to our continuing cause what?
Against mobilization following COVID-19.
Message also made the following time.
I want to call Dial and tell him and let him hear the sound of the burning microphones.
You will strive to reveal your generosity and your friendliness in many important little ways.
When
you
I
will
go to
always
World,
give
I do
personal consideration to the feelings of others.
I do so for one reason.
Well, yeah,
to spoken in your praise for now.
You will have a tolerance for human error.
Because I want to feel good.
You will extend thoughtful gestures of friendliness and all of the things that make others feel secure.
Here's my deal. Here's my deal.
Mm-hmm.
Schlimme, lachen.
It's the sound of us calling him.
Hello.
Hello.
That's the voice of Sound of Our
Times.
A member of the so-called Beat Generation, dramatically expressing a negative attitude toward the 20th century.
Presence.
May I help you?
You will always maintain absolute faith in the universally accepted principle that you will become rich in your own stock of pleasure in the exact proportion to the amount you give to others.
The surrender to sin leads by degradation to solitary self-indulgence. Here, Beatnik Burroughs has to read his own books for all time. Here is no communication. Each soul grovels alone in the mud without paying attention to his neighbors.
Wir gingen weiter bis wir das Kuhl. Dann kamen wir zur Stelle, wo man absteigt. Dort fanden wir Pluto.
Yeah, that's right.
How
and I'm a structural steel construction worker, and I'm
going to
punch you your brain out when I see you on the street, you son of a bitch.
Listen to the news. This is how they did all this bombing. Army called it a protective reaction.
So plant down there, and everybody's working for 12 cents a day.
Here's my deal. Here's my deal.
People don't see Zionism as imperialism right off. Go ahead.
Hello, Abby?
Go ahead, man. Lady.
Whatever your name is?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get you in for a long time. I'd like to tear you apart, personally.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Favorite all-time hate letter said, wait till Jesus gets his hands on you, you little bastard.
I'm over it. I have my microphone.
So what's next? I mean, what is next?
I'm getting pissed off. What are we doing up here? We're just standing around doing nothing. Let's do something. I'm getting pissed. By golly, I'm getting pissed.
I thought it was really in the spirit.
Oh my god! Ow! Ow! I'll be okay. I just gotta lie down for a few minutes. Ow!
Well, I'm talking into it right now.
That may be, so is Castro.
Under Bob.
Does Bob offer freedom?
The Partridges are going to have a great year, and we're all pleased that you've chosen to join in all the festivities.
Whether a bull or bear market, his tresses
the news
are always
update for today is.
But this pompadour should be admired. And if you don't agree, then you're fired.
It's a rainy day.
It's so insane.
I we hope will rebuild. The sun comes and shines on us.
It's so insane. It's so insane.
No.
It's so insane. It's so insane.
We will rebuild.
The Puzzling Evidence Show.
Because they're really good people. They're friends of mine, although I probably will never speak to them again either.
TV. There's 30 or 35 questions. The first questions are very simple. The last questions are much more difficult, like a memory question. It's like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV. Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV. Like a memory question. It's like you'll go person, woman, man.
So is Alger Hiss.
You remember what Harry Truman said very naively. Now, I was taught through the Communist Party channels that there could, in fact, be no
peaceful overthrow of the United States government.
It could only be done
by a revolutionary force led
by the Communist Party.
Now, in support of both of these theses presented by two former communists,
place the role of the federal government in a new light.
And Martin Luther King was one of the major lecturers in how to do this.
The pull back, incredible.
You turn the microphones. I'll give them to you, and then you can just, you know, client.
I love me some bounce up era AC/DC. That's kind of what I do as far as well, as far as AC/DC goes.
This is a nice show, right?
So I just want to understand. You know, I don't know what exactly all the things that are being talked about there are, but can you tell us what you said today?
What about? I'm ready. What are we coming forward about again?
Life.
All right, I would like to come forward about life. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Five one seven to scanner control.
The kind of CDs that I want to buy.
316 report to control.
The CD players I wanted to get. The style.
53 upper bay door. 53 upper bay door.
Controller
on top. Oh, cool.
These are like close to being like 10-year-old designs.
That's like the ones that you used to put in the car, right? It's like you had the CD changer and the. Like, remember when they all came out in the cars? And
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
It would be like the trunk and the speakers were like in the middle of the thing. And,
yeah, you get like a separate thing to control it.
The whole car became a
stereo.
Just like, oh, you just take the control out. But these are hard to find.
Talking about mixers, VJ was wondering, she's like, what? And to answer the other question, the people that are here are myself, because I'm the best, so I have to go first. And just kidding, I don't really feel that way. And K-Rob and Puzzling Evidence are in the house. And Puzzling Evidence doesn't live in the basement anymore, so he has to get back to his place by 10. Yeah, the black hole sucked up all his stuff that Orange Boxman had left
it's
a black hole
why
in Doug's room. And Doug was trying to live there with the black hole for like a super long time.
It's just another
and a bunch of his stuff kept getting sucked into the black hole. And it was weird because getting sucked into the black hole would pop out in like other places like the garden or sometimes the garbage. And it was like, Doug, did you mean to throw out your Rolex? And you're like, oh my god, that fell into the black hole. And that's where it went. So eventually Doug realized that the $5,000 rent we were charging him per month was no longer worth it because of the black hole in the middle of the bedroom, and he couldn't really manage it anymore because he was acquiring more stuff and stuff kept going missing, and most of it didn't come back. And if it did come back, sometimes like we would just keep it and not tell him, so he didn't like that very much. So long story short, he needs to get back to his place by 10, which is no longer in the basement. He might move back eventually, but, you know, it's COVID and... Like, whenever you, like, this is the new thing that we're just, K-Rob and I just had, like, a thing. So, like, if you're ever in a situation, you just go, it's COVID. And everyone's like, yep, You're done. You're out. You can walk away. You're excused.
Yeah, I understand.
But it's also true, not to make light. Yeah, I would, you can't hear K-Rob, and I will just summarize. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to go forward. I used to super love crowds. I really am like a people person. And I remember there was this time, and I forget what the heck we were doing, but we were in the Mission, because I live here in San Francisco. And there was some event during the day, and my husband and child were not with me because they hate crowds. And I think... I'm sorry, I can't remember. Was it a street fair? Whatever. But the point being, while I went through this crowd, there were literally so many people there that my body was up off the ground. Like, I was walking through people, and their shoulders and arms, like, were just like, ah! And, like, I was like a worm through the crowd, like, I'm going that way, and the other arms and the other arms are going that way, and sometimes my feet hit the ground so I go in the right direction, and it really made me very happy to be a, like, I wasn't scared, I wasn't like, oh, someone's gonna knife me or whatever, I was just like, oh, I'm part of this community, like maybe it was a parade or whatever, I forget what it was, and it was so fun. And I remember coming back and telling Pete about it, and he was just like, yeah, it was like crowd surfing. Exactly. It's like, just put your shoulders in, and woo, you're out the other side.
We can't do that anymore.
Democrats like to ruin your lives. And wonder
and damn love Democrats.
Is that what we do?
Gosh darn them.
I do have to say, if I may take a brief moment, I was terrified by some of my Trumper friends on Facebook. That I mean, literally, I was scared. I unfriended them because some of them were talking about shooting the Democrats for reals. Did I say this last time? I was thinking about it. I don't know. Maybe I did. But, yeah. I was like, this all sounds familiar. But it's like, people are like the Republican woodsy type people, like they live in the backwoods or whatever. They're like, oh, I'll just hang out on top of my hill in my yard, and I'll sit there like a sniper, and when the Democrat protesters come through town, we'll just take them all out. And, like, that was one of my friends on Facebook, and I was like, wow, I don't think we should be friends anymore. Because I don't want to be afraid of protesting and that you're going to shoot me. That's a bit much.
Wonderfully rested, wonderfully relaxed. Feeling as though you've just
there, I said it.
I had no.
But it's not good.
But first,
I am. I don't know what
you'll be. You'll, and behind me, you're going to be working with an IT worker on this. You'll be Samuel and
Mr. Giuliani and the woman sitting next to him.
To Mr. Giuliani.
To the team.
I'm working with a different attorney.
Maybe it's not the cards. Maybe it's not the cards for us to know.
Well, they're here with you now, and they heard your story.
I'm my biggest hater. I'm my biggest hater. My only companion. And my only companion. Like a little Darth Vader. Like a little Darth Vader. Need my soul alive.
BRB, checking on the kid.
Someone named Falcon.
Tonight we'll be giving you an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at all that 2 has to offer.
Imaginary Elvis Presley.
These men are good. Oh boy! He said they make him fool.
We're gonna deal from the heart. We're gonna deal from the brain. Brain.
They do that to me too.
Brain.
No touch, no brain, no nothing. Now here's my song again by the Liverwurst people.
Where are you coming from?
Lisandro pelea con esa tierra de espectacular Garay. Pelota para Castro. Castro una repada.
My life has been destroyed.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate
it. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I think it's under control. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. We are doing everything we can. What testing does, it shows cases. It shows where there may be millions and millions of cases. You take a test, you have to send it to a laboratory. You test, we show cases. 55, 60 million people very soon. We're lower than the world. Lower than the world. You can test too much. You don't know that.
Who says that?
Oh, just read the books. Other countries,
the biggest,
that's what they test. Because we tested so many people, we show cases. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. We are doing everything we can.
The figure I look at is death. And death is going up.
Take a look at some of these charts. The United States is lowest in the world. Right here,
there's 1,000 a day.
Death is way down from where it was. They are dying. That's true. But that doesn't mean we are doing everything we can. Well, less. Meaning we're first. The top one. That's a good thing. Not a good thing. It is what it is. It is what it is. I think it's under control. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Millions and millions and millions. It is what it is.
Millions and millions and millions.
Millions and millions and millions. Millions and millions and millions.
What's your favorite kind of candy?
Better.
Billions and billions.
A staggering number.
A record number.
The number is through the roof.
And billions 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 and billions
Bing, 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 bing
little Bing, Bing, Bing.
Everyone's attacking me. He's gone. Bing.
Everyone else, Bing. Where have they gone? Bing.
Wow, what a tackle. Bing.
Playing cards. Bing, Bing, Bing.
Those tunnels. Bing, boom. Right under the toilet. Bing, boom. Right up.
Bing. Like a rocket ship, except in the wrong direction.
I'd fly over, drop them right on top. You know, just Bing.
They want me to use the pump. Because the other one, which I really like better than going Bing, Bing, Bing.
It's like puppets. Bing, Bing.
Bing, Bing.
Bong, Bong, Bing, Bing, Bing.
The Bing, Bing, Bang, Bang, Boom. I was imitating puppets, and I said, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore.
That's it. Day one.
Talk to you, what?
Ivanka, I remember her looking at me once, Frank, saying, Daddy, you're driving me crazy.
Daddy, you're driving me crazy with that statement.
Daddy, be nice. Just don't do it.
Daddy, don't say that anymore. Don't say that. But I just felt it was important.
Ivanka said to me the other day, do you ever go away, Daddy?
If I had...
It's a big number.
Big, big number.
A very big number.
Bigger number than that.
Big, big league number.
A huge number.
A very significant number.
A very, very high number.
Some fairly vast number.
A staggering number. The number is through the roof.
The numbers are astronomical.
Ever-growing numbers.
Numbers that you've never seen before.
Numbers that nobody has ever seen.
Numbers that you would...
Disrespectful,
man. Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for them.
I love Donald Trump.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
There's nobody more pro-Israel than I am.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
There's nobody that respects women more than I do.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
There's nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me. And nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
The sale of the uranium, that nobody knows what it means. I know what it means.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Nobody knows the game better than I do.
In the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system better than me.
Yes. Yes.
Lung and liver transplants.
Why are you sick? You have the job. You have the job.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished.
And welcome.
You
welcome
have the
to
job.
A new beginning.
Behind you, come with.
with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. Beyond the seas of thought. Beyond the realm of what. Across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the
molecularly unstable.
And I brought the microphones to the desert and I set them on fire. In the shape of a man.
And we made the connection. It's what they're made of.
Disney Plus. And Dial was there. And Dial was so jealous that when the two of us were there together.
This is the greatest advance in modern physics.
And that I took credit for the thing. And we were, like, not friends at the time because, you know, we were just, like,
and now we've mapped it
kind of just in it for the same thing of, like, burning microphones. So we did the thing together in 1990. Oh, wait. What year was that again? 1980-something. And we separately brought our microphones to the beach. And we brought some kerosene and like lighter fluid type stuff and some logs, and some people brought like PBRs and Golden Anniversary. Do you guys remember Golden Anniversary? Yeah, the beers in the can. That's what we all brought. And so back in the day, let me do some math. It was anyway, so we built a man out of microphones on Baker Beach. Let's just say 1985. And Dial and I were the only ones there. And I brought the microphones. And he brought... And I brought the microphones and I brought the lighter fluid and I also brought like blankets and stuff to sit on, and I brought a box of wine, and he brought a lighter and was like, oh, and a pack of smokes. Well, yeah, he brought camels because at the time I liked camels, so that was cool. Camel lights indeed. So Dial and I were hanging out on the beach together, and we built a sculpture out of microphones in the shape of a man, and all these people started just gathering around us. I don't know where they came from. They were just, like, there, and we were just there, and it was like San Francisco was so random, so, you know, that's how things happen. And then people started bringing stuff. Not microphones, that would have been cool, but no one was carrying around microphones. But it was lucky that I had like 100, so that was fine. And so I'm building the man, and and then people started bringing microphones, like, yeah, because I already had a car full of microphones, because that's, like, my thing. Like, I just, like, wherever I go, if I see a microphone, like, I'm kind of a klepto. It's in my bag. So I've got some excess. Yeah, and so, like, at some point in my life, I was like, what do I do with this garage full of microphones? Like, do I have a radio show with, like, 1,000 people? Or do I burn them in the shape of a man on Baker Beach? And Dial was like, can I just have some of those microphones? Because it is getting close to curfew, but I'll just sum it up with...
That's how Diane and I met, was in like 1987 on Baker Beach. It was just the two of us. And we...
About a month ago.
Well, we didn't like each other. We were just there. We were the only two people on the beach. We were the only two people in the entire world. Until the other two came. And so that's why he hates me so much now. And he's got like a gripe about the microphone thing, because at the time he was like,
having these conversations the wrong
time. It's kind of sacrilege to burn microphones. And at the time I was like, yeah, and I was like, well, if you have a car full of microphones, like, what else are you going to do with them? And so then, like, 20 years later, right, when Radio Valencia is missing microphones, since Dial and I had already had this history, clearly he went back. Every way. Like, oh, and then she married the guy Pete, and, yeah, so that's why it's natural that he came to that conclusion. That doesn't mean I forgive him. Disclaimer, I've never met Dial in my entire life.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he went. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
Whenever you feel you are ready, you may start.
Puzzling Evan.
Thursday night, 3 o'clock in the morning.
My life.
And I want you to listen closely to him. Then I want you to share this record with your friends and your family and get around together and listen to it together.
Bev.
We were off the air one night from 2 to 4 a.m. That really hurt us.
Never ends. Look back.
Saturday. I don't care. It's a work day.
Get up.
That's our show.
Short documentary film about the art form. It kind of snowballs. And I really start.
Ooh, that's just the
anyone mask. There at Radio Valencia?
Mumble and pretend like I don't understand Radio Valencia.
What? You turn this up?
That's
older adult show host. Yeah.
Yes.
Right? That's a profile.
The OAS, and then you turn up your...
Shares. Say it's 16 seconds. How far is 16 light seconds away? Well, one light second is 186,000 miles. So... I'm already lost. I was supposed to multiply with the number by the thing, and then you know how far it is. Anyway, you know, it's basically, you know, toward Mars. It's not that bad. You'd be on your way toward Mars on an interplanetary mission. You'd be out of the influence of the Earth or Moon's orbit, and you'd be really sailing out there. It would be fun. Everyone would have a fun time. It would be great. So why is it so hard for you and I to communicate? If you really want these missions to happen, you have to understand the limitations. It's just a matter of shutting up while I'm talking. I'll shut up while you're talking. That's all it is. I don't understand. You understand that. I understand that. Actually, the only person that doesn't understand it is the guy there at the Devival, whatever, subgenius thing. Hal, he's the only one that doesn't understand. Because of time delay, you have to understand the time delay. I can't stop talking, so you don't start talking over me during the time delay because of the distance between my time unit and yours. It's that simple. Any questions?
I should
somewhere between there. In fact, pick 16. Who cares? Say it's 16 seconds.
Why did they put whale sounds on the golden record?
Shutting up while I'm talking. I'll shut up while you're talking.
Okay, the whale songs. We talk about the whale songs now. Okay, the whale songs were recorded by my uncle Frank. Frank Watlington. He was born in Bermuda. He recorded the whale songs from his laboratory in Bermuda. He died in Bermuda. He's buried in Bermuda. And to be buried in Bermuda, they have to actually chisel a little vault for you out of the coral rock, which they did.
Areas. I'll listen to the wind blow. Watch
sorry, I can't help you. I don't like my...
But hearing loss is not that simple.
It's like beautiful to hear her voice. It's like incredible. I love whoever pulled up these
picture. Here's
these brain jail.
I'll be able to hear you because they were complaining about the
ear recordings that happened.
Just calm down. Ask Al how to calm down.
Communication.
Can you hear me? That's
yeah, you
what I
messed
want
it up, but whatever.
Can you hear me?
I like how you do radio, even though it hurts people's privacy.
All right. They're not hearing me, so cut them off.
Like mine.
Let's see if we can get somebody else to call.
That is possibly to get a call from somewhere else.
Early optics, telescopes, Newton. I was somewhere with that. Then the drugs came cascading in.
Ooh, that's just
anyone
nasty.
Anyone there at Radio Valencia? Hey, no, come on.
That's not allowed. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. That's not allowed.
That's pure satisfaction, folks. That's pure drone satisfaction.
Just put it free.
That's puzzling evidence. That's so funny.
That sound effect.
I wonder what it really sounds like.
That's true.
That's what I like to hear.
That's what this has always been about. All you care about is your audience loving you. What kind of sick person are you?
Yeah, it was.
But that's the kind of thing that we get to do on this show. Yeah. You know, I mean, you are, you know, the boss. But other than that, I'm just saying, like, that's, you know, if you were just going to another show, and they would say no, right?
It's wherever you want it to be. Where do you want it to be? Your auto payment of 259 credits has been received and processed.
Wait a second.
One moment, please.
Can you imagine that's the face of our next president?
Get your heart into
the 10 ways in which, and the 10 methods that we can use as you and I together can stop this.
I'm online. Let's get you someplace safe.
Where are you going?
Everywhere.
source code, Max.
A couple years later. Now the emails.
Anybody? You've been hacked. Does anyone know what?
I'm on with DC. It's not just us. Every field.
Incoming queries are all anonymized.
I have access to surveillance cameras all over the country.
Pretty much.
Central has ordered that you receive a mandatory update. Please proceed to the nearest upgrade console. Software update complete. Proceed to your next appointment.
The change in the vote.
What?
I have Ativan. You want that?
Oh, yeah.
A little Valium?
Oh, yeah.
You like a Clonopin?
I want some to take my style.
It's Johnny Barrow by way of Apple with Larry David as Ross.
I don't know what this thing is supposed to do, you know.
I party.
It'll be the supreme being. That really is not for me.
Queenie!
Guess what?
Yes, there are two paths you can choose. You know, choose the path that you want.
Can provide energy to an entire city.
Wireless.
Sanitation engineer.
Already suspected to be a string of more anti-clone hate crimes by natural fragrance.
Cure your cancer within
now. After that, there's some music.
Our politics have changed.
Here we go.
The results are in, and by a close margin, Abe Saxon is the new president-elect.
The first clone president. From your own mind to Abe. I wonder what your donors think.
Holy smokes! It's you! Tina! It's the president! Oh my God, it's really him!
I see him. You know I'm not... That's why I'm here.
They were supposed to help me, not leave me in the dust. They go on to become the president. I have nothing.
I see the future.
I count it for an
associate's degree.
And I started and ended the song.
We understand your frustration.
But you have done a tremendous service. We've seen every fine choice that you could have possibly made. It's truly inspiring.
I can't show my mom is not making.
I haven't even heard from this guy since he became the...
Patriotic and civic.
Speak it.
But I was wrong.
But now, I'd honestly kill myself, Bob.
We do not know what to believe. And a stunning first note. Zangelix's tones are syncing just beautifully with the comet.
I failed myself and my country. Now I today I just returned to Kansas City from an extended
trip. In addition to the proper
acquisition, you are a protocol droid, are you not?
The acoustical conditions of the room must be considered.
How many languages do you speak?
Such as?
Do we have reflective surfaces?
Do we have absorptive surfaces on the walls or floors, such as ropes and draperies?
You're a feisty little one, but you'll soon learn some respect. Fit him with a restraining bolt. Fit him with a restraining bolt. Fit him with a restraining bolt.
Now I can see how my complacency caused my death.
I can see people alive in a box.
I have also heard that you've been informing people.
Had I learned the rules,
insurance policy for this
I would be alive and in that shelter now.
You have only one chance. Never take it.
This steam is then directed against the blades of a turbine, which drives a generator.
A team with a restraining boat.
Absorbing control rods automatically shut the reactor down. Of these
radioactive substances remain locked inside the sealed
fuel tubes.
Sounds too echoey.
You will pull a drapery across a window or partially cover a wall.
Or place a carpet on the floor, you can obtain a more natural sounding recording.
And in cafes for discutiert, die Welt neu geschaffen. Die Frauen emanzipieren sich, tragen kurze Röcke und kurzes Haar. Die französische Hauptstadt wird von einer grenzenlosen Gier nach Kultur erfasst und erlebt eine kulturelle Blüte. Die Nächte sind von den Klängen des Jazz erfüllt. Die Stadt ist kosmopolitisch, ob es den Leuten gefällt oder nicht. Montmartre und Montparnasse sind die Stadtteile der Künstler und Dichter. Aber die Dadaisten, die auch mit den künstlerischen Avantgarden auf Kriegsfuß stehen, ziehen die Passage de la Concorde ins Schlurf. Dada war ein geistiges Phänomen, eine schöpferische Explosion in allen Bereichen des Denkens und der bildenden Künste. Denn zu den Marcel Duchamp, Man Ray, Francis Max Ernst, Hans R., Raoul Hausmann und viele andere.
Sans relâcher votre pression.
Ensuite,
les caractères relâchez ensuite la touche majuscule.
Die Ausstellung findet
si
in einem
Buchstab statt.
In einer Ecke hat Johannes Bargeld ein Aquarium mit roter Flüssigkeit aufgestellt.
Se libère en appuyant sur la touche 14. 9. Vous pouvez obtenir des espacements différents entre deux lignes en plaçant le bouton 2 en face des marques d'interdit. Vous obtiendrez aussi un espace entre le nombre Nice Line. Le vous permet trois écritures différentes.
Oh,
The story of the temptation of Jesus is found in the Bible.
The major selling point.
I've got to get home. My wife, my children. I suddenly wanted to be with my family. I felt they needed me. They didn't know what to do.
There's something wrong with my fish.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nice.
Bonai says reporting your stand-up.
It's almost like it needs surprise.
Lots of energy. Lots and lots of energy for this one.
Nice.
Can you go again, Vince?
Everybody wants to go to heaven.
Nice.
But it's not doing anything.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But whatever you
wish to keep, you'd better grab it fast. He understands you often with his gun. Shine like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. The sky too is folding over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they're all right home. All your reindeer armies, they're all going home. The lovers of the seas walk out your door. Taking all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's over now.
Vastly more, both socially and in business.
And you will be laying a sound foundation for speaking in public if you want to do so.
Try a little experiment.
Rolling six. 14.
It is the first of your exercises, and one of the most important because it teaches you correct breathing.
As standard.
Sit down.
A straight back chair. Sit easily
erect.
Once upon a time,
sit easily erect.
Four.
Sit easily erect.
All right, let's keep that tape.
Going the air in along the roof of the mouth.
Then relax
back against the chair.
Letting out your breath
with a sound
like this.
In a moment of time.
Remember,
all this power will
you breathe in as you bend slightly forward.
Okay.
Right after that take, as you relax back.
Let's repeat this.
As you relax backwards.
Let's repeat this. Let's repeat this. Let's repeat this. Let's repeat this.
Neither swelling nor contraction with the intake.
Ready?
Knee forward, shoulder bent a bit. Just expanding, not lifting.
taking air. Now relax back while
feel.
Say this thing was cold.
safe.
All the way to the warehouse.
Do this over and over again at every chance you get.
Regular practice
is the secret of achievement.
These records are the apparatus in your voice gymnasium. Now, try your breathing exercise.
And never omit them.
That alleged moon
this technology
on the so-called show tonight. I think it's time for like listeners like you and me to like give them a little like thumbs up or thumbs whatever.
No one acknowledges.
What do you think? You want to do that?
You know, I'm quite.
You want to do the thumbs up and thumbs different to how they're doing the replacement show tonight. Okay. So let's review. What do you think about how they began the show where you didn't know what was going on for hours? What do you say again? Sun scanner? I think you're talking about the sun scanner I was talking about earlier with the stupid B-29 airplane.
I
think my phone sucks because but you know what does not suck? This Electro Voice RE20 microphone that we're talking on right now that is absolutely the best microphone you'd ever want to use communicating to the so-called live show on radio.
You missed the answer.
We're from a call-in, of course, from Lodian. So here's the important thing, though. So let's give a further review, you and me, VJ Pussycat. Ready? Like, here's what I think. First, they started the replacement show with I don't know what. I don't care. I didn't even turn it on until well after midnight. Did you?
Actually,
I Ted, I'm sorry for you. Because I understand it was nothing but I'm sorry. I had a hairball that said
puzzling evidence.
I just coughed it up. How appropriate. So anyway, then they proceeded to do a so-called live show blank replacement blank.
That's good.
Done by
paying attention.
No, Mary.
Who? No one's there. No one's admitting to what they're doing, right?
The general question or the prehistoric lizard controversy.
I don't get it. Like,
what makes you more
what's the deal? We're here as the listener. You know, and we have these questions that are ready to be they're laid at their feet. Let's just put it that way, right?
I was answering that before, and I'll
Do you like their show?
Skip back to that answer. I don't know if you've ever heard of a medical condition known as balanitis.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, I have not.
I'm not listening now.
Balanitis mocks the symptoms of some...
I know!
...virulent, sexually transmitted...
Okay, so...
I think I can hear it in the other room.
All right. Do you want to go to the other room and listen to what you just said? Yeah, that's how I feel about it. So here's my opinion. They could have done a much better show, but now they're trying to do a good show. How's that?
Yeah, that's about right.
You don't sound as positive as I am. I'm show positive.
I'm show positive.
Okay, good. Because, you know, they need all the help they can get over there at Radio... What's their name again? Their show?
Puzzling Evidence.
I forget.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they can pull it off. Whatever, poor guys. You know, let's be show positive to the so-called show and the filler people who do the show with them. Right?
Yeah, I mean, they did show up.
Exactly. There you go. Like, you gotta love them. So, okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a little heads up, like, a three-hour wait would have been nice, but...
Yeah, it's like, let us know when you can show up 3 hours after the show is supposed to begin at the filler show. Is that too much to ask? I'm just saying what you're thinking, other listener.
Yes.
Okay.
What about other listeners?
I don't know. I can't see the chat box now. I'm on the radio. And by the way, Relodio is on the Relodio.
Yep. And this will probably be Relodio at some point, and it'll be Relodio,
Relodio. Yeah, I don't know. If I ever get an editor, what do they call them? Mixmaster. Blender,
yeah.
Lathe operator, some form of mechanical thing that you put noise in, and out comes podcasts. Cool. Okay, like let's. I've had enough of us. Let's go back to listening to the wonderful, beautiful sounds of the so-called show replacement filler.
Okay.
Done.
Would anyone like anything?
Thanks
Coffee?
For calling in because I love callers.
Yes, Bob. Yes, Bob.
You don't.
Yes, Bob.
You know, like you said.
Yeah. It's early in the morning.